Well, good. Then I will continue for another few minutes to talk about the relationship between being present and compassion. It has to do with how we hold awareness. We're very often involved with thoughts and feelings that are related to our own need states. If we're not thinking about what we need, we're feeling about what we need. And so we're reflecting on our own personal history, our own personal history of need states. Not necessarily we're doing it deliberately, no. Just we're carrying it around. Need states from the past into the present, along with emotions that go along with it, and evaluations. Something good happened, something bad happened, something wounding happened, something painful happened. And all that's part of the human experience because we're meant to experience emotions. It's not that that's not part of life, it is. But we get entangled with need states, entangled and don't know that there's another part of ourselves. We don't know how to be clear. How to know that there's another reality outside of our need state. This is why being present leads to compassion. Because compassion and its various aspects, I'm using compassion right now as a universal aspect of love. Compassion, love for all beings, not based on our personal relationship with them, but based on our relationship with life. That's the way I'm using the word compassion. If we are involved with need states, thinking about all the things that have happened to us, then we don't have the opportunity to be in the present moment because we're not in the present moment. We're involved with whatever was unsettled from the past. And those things are part of personal healing and they take time to work out. But being able to move into a place of knowing what reality is as opposed to our projections about reality, that's a great help. Not only a great help, it's a great truth. Because we're projecting our own needs onto conversations, situations, people. And we don't see the field of possibility, what's there. We don't see it because we're seeing through the prism of our own emotional states, usually carried over from the past. So I invite you to have a conversation meditation when you're with someone that you're talking to. Try to be present, not in your thoughts, but the way you were when you were walking with your feet and your toes and your heels and the earth, not thinking about what you're going to say, but just sensing with your body what is going on in that moment. That's another version of a walking meditation. And even if it can't be done perfectly, it's a good thing to aim for, because it's a good thing to be able to free ourselves from the need states that are creating distortions over reality. When we do that, we become free. Free to make choices about people, situations, relationships, actions. We become free to look at something as it is, instead of projecting through an emotional filter. And freedom is a good thing. Freedom is why we're here. But we have to help the situation while healing is going on to see, actually see, what's there and who's there. Actually see. Instead of think, see. See, who am I talking to? As if you don't know anything about them. As if you never heard anything before from their lips. As if everything is brand new, having no expectations, That's a very deep spiritual practice, very important. And it's analogous to putting your feet on the ground, heel and toe. The analogy is that you're not bringing your expectation based on past experience. You're trying to be here, now, literally, moment to moment, word by word. What is it that's happening now? Not what I thought was going to happen, but who is this being? That's an encounter. It's an encounter with reality. And we don't give ourselves permission to do that, mostly because we don't know it's possible. But if your walking on the earth is possible, and you're slowing down to feel your heels and toes and movements and breath on the earth, to focus your attention, if that's possible, which it is, then having a conversation where you do the same thing is also possible. It's also possible to feel what's there in that moment and not to be someplace else, just to be in that timeless place of nothing before, nothing after, just now. Then your own divine being has a chance to experience something new within yourself. If I'm in a state of just being here, now, something comes out of the empty place where all the projections used to be, and something spontaneous comes up. That's what happens. Freedom comes from our own capacity to be and to feel and to express our divine being. Freedom comes from the fact of choice, that we can choose of the many options that we might express in life. What shall we be? So, being in the present allows for freedom. Being entangled with past history and emotional life limits freedom. So we try in these ways of walking and of listening throughout the day and of paying attention to let go of a habit of awareness, which is to be focusing on our thoughts all the time, and begin to notice. Begin to allow ourselves to notice in a pure and simple and innocent way. What is this life? What am I doing here? What am I doing in this moment? Literally, what are we doing in this moment? When you arrive in the present more fully, then the present is enough. It creates the sense of immersion where things feel complete. There doesn't have to be anything before. There doesn't have to be anything after. Everything is enough. So there's a feeling of contentment, of fullness that goes along with what we're talking about, where the present moment is enough. And that enough quality expands, but even on a very simple level, it brings peace and it brings harmony. Even on the most basic, infinitesimally small level, it brings the feeling, yes, I'm here, and it's enough. We pray for all beings, that each one may find the source of peace within, the source of love within, that each one may feel upheld by the divine that lives at all times inside the deepest layers of the heart. We pray that awareness of truth, of our deeper being, will bring to the world what it so badly needs now, a sense of peace, of unity, and of love. May all beings be blessed with the truth of their own deeper self, and of the divine oneness that watches over and guards and guides all. May all beings be blessed. Namaste.